This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Good morning. Joining us for coffee this morning is Taylor Finley with the Bethel Actors Guild, here to talk about the upcoming drag shows. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, Gabby. Thank you for having me. Super excited about this weekend.
Yeah, there's a lot going on this weekend. Last year, Bethel Actors Guild put on the first Bethel drag show, and this year it's growing. There's two drag shows this year, a panel, more queens are coming out.
Yeah.
Tell us about this weekend and what is happening.
Absolutely. So this year we've got five performers coming, which is super, super exciting. We're going to start everything off on Friday, July 24th. So Friday is going to be our all ages pride showcase. Just like last year, everyone is welcome. All of the content will be appropriate for any age. Everyone is welcome to join. That show is going to be at 7:30. On Friday, July 24th, doors will open at 7 o'clock. So you can come by at 7 o'clock, join us. There'll be, you know, lights and music and dancing and fun. I think we're going to sell just like some water and soda and snacks will be available. And that show will be our sort of kickoff event starting at 7:30 on Friday. And then we'll tear everything down because there's a Saturday market on Saturday. A few of the performers might be at the market selling some of their personal craft items, which is awesome. It'll be an opportunity to say hi and meet them. And then on Saturday, July 25th at 4 p.m. At Cultural Center, before our next show, we're going to have a panel. So we've got a few of the queens speaking on the panel. I'll be leading that sort of as from the violence prevention angle, from queer safe spaces, from just like positive community, talking with the performers about what, you know, success looks like for them, what a welcoming community looks like to them, and have, you know, a conversation about why things like drag shows and things like safe events for queer folks are super, super important. So that panel is going to be at 3 o'clock on Saturday, July 20. Sorry, I'm sorry. You are so right. Gabby just held up four fingers. It's going to be at 4 o'clock. In my brain, I have to make sure I'm ready at 3 o'clock. But the panel will start at 4 o'clock at the Cultural Center on Saturday, the 25th. That'll go for about 45 minutes to an hour. And we'll have a panel of, I believe, about 4 to 5 people. So folks are welcome to come and ask questions, but we'll be having that like community-based safe spaces, what's important about diversity in communities type conversation. Then we'll wrap up our panel and we'll have our first ever 18 and up drag show. So this will be more like a drag show you would see at a bar somewhere else, something where the content is 18 and up. So we'll be checking IDs to make sure everybody is of legal age. It will also be it will still be a sober event. We will not be selling any alcohol. It's a sober community event, but our content will be 18 and up on the Saturday show. So Saturday, our 18 and up show, doors will open at 7 o'clock and our show will begin at 8 o'clock. That will go until about 10 p.m., we're assuming. And same, we will have, you know, lights, music, dancing, and then some snacks and sodas and juice for sale. Lots of water, too, because it gets hot in there with all of the people stacked in. So that's sort of our overview. We have an all-ages show on Friday, July 24th, starting at 7:30. We have our panel to talk about queer safe spaces and diversity and community on Saturday at 4 o'clock. And then also on Saturday at 8 o'clock, we have our 18 and up adult drag show. So those are our three events for this weekend. It's going to be busy and fun.
It's going to be very busy. I'm very much looking forward to this. Last year, Bethel put on their first Bethel Actors Guild put on their first drag show, and it was amazing. It was such a huge success. I remember laying out the chairs to help, mm-hmm. like, how many people are we going to have? Well, we'll just have this number of people. And then we just had to keep putting out more chairs because just more people kept arriving. And the feedback that BAG received, that the community received, I felt was very positive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you tell us a little bit about what that was like for you as kind of the leader in this organization who kind of like brought this into town?
Sure. So I worked really closely with OSHA Violation, who was our headliner last year and is headlining again this year as our sort of host. And last year, OSHA contacted me and was like, I do all of these shows across Alaska and we're never off the road system. We're never in rural spaces. Like, what would it take? You know, because her focus was that it's really important for drag as a reflection of community, as the diversity, as the beauty. Like, the point of drag is to, you know, ask questions about yourself and play with gender and be comfortable in who you are while not letting society tell you what to do. Like, there's so much freedom and joy and creativity, and having the opportunity to bring that into a space, to allow something like a drag show, something like the idea of drag to come to a community, was really, really exciting for me. You know, there was a lot of negative online talk last year, and, you know, you find that the haters are the loudest when they're on the internet, right? There was a lot of fear. We were so excited and we thought this was such a spectacular opportunity, but then so much online feedback got everyone feeling scared, worried for people's safety. But then on the day when all of the queens showed up and so many, like, just beautifully diverse, wonderful members of our community showed up to enjoy each other's company, to have fun, to dance, to sing, to laugh. Like, it was such a beautiful expression of joy. It was such a fun new thing. And, like, literally, you know, curtains closed last year and OSHA and I were like, okay, how do we do it again? Like, how do we keep this going? Because the energy is so, like, I don't know, it was just so pure and so wholesome, and people could see themselves, see something new, feel safe, and, like, have an opportunity to celebrate everyone in the room, which just doesn't always happen, you know?
Yeah, I feel like pure joy, I feel, mm-hmm. is what that crowd felt like, just, you know, people celebrating something they've never been to before, or mm-hmm. other people excited to have drag in Bethel, mm-hmm. and just to be able to do it again is very
absolutely
exciting.
Yeah, and in, like, a bigger and better way. It feels like, you know, there's a lot of negative things happening in the world, right? But, like, to have a queer safe space, to have this queer specific event last year, and to have it go so well that we're able to do it bigger and better and get people even more excited to, you know, sit down and have this conversation about, like, why does drag matter? Like, where is this confusion coming from? Why is it important to have these safe, celebratory, joyful spaces in community that, you know, allows everyone to be seen and heard? Like, it's really exciting. We started in a great place and we're still moving up and we're still building and growing. And I cannot wait to have everyone come to join us and celebrate together, you know?
I mean, you just asked the question, so I'm gonna ask it. And mm-hmm. it might be part of the, mm-hmm. the panel on Saturday, but why does drag matter? Why is it important to have these queer safe spaces?
Yeah, that's an amazing question. I'd say, sort of first and foremost, drag is a push back on society. You know, in society, we're taught really specific roles and rules about what you can look like, what you can do, what you can achieve, or how you can succeed. And that's a lot of the time based on your biological sex, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, and how sort of, like, your path in life is sort of written into your genetic code. And drag sort of started as a pushback of, like, how silly is that? How, like, foolish is it that, like, something, like, what body parts you're born with dictate who you are and how you can achieve and succeed in the world. And so, you know, looking back through centuries and centuries, drag has always been around. You know, you're looking at Shakespeare and Twelfth Night. You're looking at, you know, let's go look at Mrs. Doubtfire with Robin Williams, you know, like drag and the play of gender and how gender affects, gender and sex affects your life has always been a topic of conversation. And as sort of the art form of drag has grown and evolved from a place of like calling out society, using humor, using wit, sort of turning the illusion of gender on its head to say, I can be whoever I want to be. What I wear, what I say, what I do doesn't matter, you know? It also has become an intense form of protest, you know, an intense form of social movement. So many movements in liberation start with queer and trans people of color, start within the drag community. You know, you look at Marsha P. Johnson and throwing the first brick at Stonewall. People of color, drag queens, trans people who have this understanding of society and how we're, you know, limited by the scripts fed to us are always the people at the front saying, this isn't right, this isn't fair, this is hurting people. So, you know, going to a drag show is participating in equality, in equity, in creating safe spaces. It's also participating in resistance and pushing back in saying we won't accept, you know, the roles, the scripts that are forced upon us. It's an act of protest. It's an act of joy. Drag is just so powerful in the way that it allows people to celebrate themselves as an individual and themselves as a part of a collective without rules, without having to. There's no should. There just is being. And I think that's really beautiful.
Yeah. I like that no should, just being.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting really excited.
I'm jazzed.
I feel like it's been a busy summer, and this this kind of like coming at the end of July is going to be like a nice like there is joy, you know, not everything is work or stress. You know, we can celebrate together as community.
Absolutely. And you know, July gets really busy. June with Pride Month gets really busy. And I love that the queens are like, you know what? Every month is Pride Month, baby. Like, let's celebrate in July. Let's celebrate all year round. I'm like, July drag show? Beautiful. Sort of the beginning of the end of the summer. What a great way to celebrate, to think back on all the lovely things that we've already done this year. Wow.
Can you tell us a little bit about the queens who are coming? Are we seeing new faces? Are we seeing the same that we saw last year?
We've got a mix. Yeah, absolutely. So I will just give you all the list. Returning, we have Osha Violation, who was our hostess last year. She will be back and will be working with Golden Delicious, who is one of the favorite queens from Mad Myrna's in Anchorage. Golden Delicious, or Goldie, and Osha will sort of be our hosts. And our other three performers will have Ice Wada again. She was here last year. She is the one who performed Fish Camp Barbie, and I'm hoping we get a reprise because it is an excellent number. Ice Wada, Mr. Chance, so our first drag king, will be performing. I'm super excited to see him. And then Elemental. So we've got those five performers. We're sort of like half between Fairbanks and Anchorage. We have our first drag king. Golden Delicious is a bearded drag queen, and she is super, super huge in sort of the like drag for a cause, like does a lot of amazing work in Anchorage, like uplifting people, creating safe community. So it should be a really fun show with a lot of really, really talented people. Like even just looking at their photos, I'm like, they all look so cool. I'm so excited.
And before we wrap up, can you give those dates and times and what's happening one more time?
Absolutely. So this weekend, we have got three events happening. All of these events are at the Cultural Center. So first, we will have on Friday, July 24th, an all-ages Pride Showcase. That's anyone is welcome. All of the content will be appropriate for anyone who decides to come. So that, the doors will open at 7 o'clock, and the show will begin at 7:30. That's on July 24th, doors at 7, show at 7:30. Then, on Saturday, July 25th, at 4 o'clock, we will have a community conversation, a panel on what safe community looks like, why queer-specific events and diversity are important. That will be at 4 o'clock, our panel. And then our all-ages 18 and up drag show is going to
Not all ages.
I'm so sorry. All ages Friday. Is Friday. 18 and up is Saturday. Thank you for correcting me. I keep on 18 and up.
We
7 o'clock.
IDing
we will checking
the
IDs at the door. There will be a line for this one. 7 o'clock, our doors. Show is at 8. We've got that whole hour to make sure that we are safely checking IDs and making sure the right people are in the right spot. Thank you for catching me. So we've got Friday night show, all ages, 7 o'clock doors, 7:30 start. Panel, Saturday the 25th, 4 o'clock. 18 and up show, checking IDs at the door. Doors at 7 o'clock, show at 8 o'clock. That's all at the Cultural Center. And super awesome, these are all free. Bethel Actors Guild has been able to like fundraise and get all these folks out and work with OSHA to make sure that this is an accessible event. So you can bring ones to tip the queens. They would be really excited for some money and also throwing some money at Bethel Actors Guild. If these are kinds of events that you're excited about, there will be opportunities to support Bethel Actors Guild and help us continue to bring things like this to our community. So free shows, free events. Please look at Bethel Actors Guild on Facebook. We'll also be blowing up. It's all going on in Bethel, and I'm getting all of the final posters up around town today. And if you have any questions, you can always email info@BethelActorsGuild.org, or if you know me, give me a call. I can answer all your questions.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Taylor. I'm really looking forward to this year's drag show.
Yeah.
And looking forward to all that Bethel Actors Guild has to come.
Mm-hmm. Super exciting. Thank you.
This is Coffee at KYUK.